Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. And, you know, I really get all worked up every week when I know that Mark Z is going to be on Radio Entrepreneurs, because I'm always looking forward to our number one reporter for the Mark Z moment. Welcome back, Mark.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be here.
You are number one in Radio Entrepreneurs books, Mark. There's no doubt about it. Even Bullwinkle thought so. So, you know,
it's great to be on the show.
I know that you've been working hard the last few months at staffing, working with companies, helping them to adapt the economy. But you talked to me offline. You wanted to talk to us today about fitness, right?
Correct. I think fitness during this pandemic is something that's not discussed a lot. It's but at the same time, it's become really, really important. And there's two types of fitness that I want to discuss: mental fitness and physical fitness. A lot of times they go together. For example, as you know, because you're a big exercise fiend yourself, when you exercise, you feel better, and that affects you mentally. And so pre-COVID, a lot of companies were giving exercise perks to their employees. Especially the state-of-the-arts companies and some law firms. So a lot of these employees would have their health club membership paid for. They would use fitness instructors. So some of that would get subsidized. And when COVID came about and we had the stay-at-home order, a lot of that fell flat because fitness clubs closed, trainers couldn't work with their clients, and a lot of employees were losing their routine. And now that started to change. One of the things that changed are couples or individuals, depending on their situation, were saying, I've got to do something to keep fit. This is ridiculous. I've been home. And so whether it was walking on a regular basis that they didn't do before because they didn't have the time, because they knew when I'm in the office, all right, I'm going to leave early in the morning, I'm going to go to the fitness center, and then I'm going to go to work, and that's going to be my day. Well, now, if they're working from their home, they couldn't do that. So they're doing some walking, or they're doing fitness at home. They're looking at Mirror, which is something that's a new fitness craze where you can get programs.
Basic my friend Scott Levy swears by the Mirror.
Yeah, I mean, it's great if you can afford that.
I try not to look in the mirror.
But exercise videos can be on YouTube, and right, you can start a certain system. So, but what some companies are doing are they're saying, you know what, if you want a subscription to certain classes, we will provide that. So companies are getting together, and law firms are getting together with fitness instructors and people that used to run exercise programs at health centers to provide online video content so people can tune in. In fact, a lot of companies will say to their employees that signed up, here's 15-minute warning, just like with meetings, 15-minute warning or 15-minute notice before it starts. Other people have invested in Peloton. They've said, you know what, I was going to spend a few thousand a year on a fitness center membership. Now I'm going to spend it on a Peloton and have that experience, or an elliptical. And so those are things that are important. But even in exercise, even some companies for families that have children are providing dance instructors. So a lot of the families are getting together with that. The other thing, when we get away from fitness, it's mental health. Just being able to bring things down a little bit mentally of people's stress, because a lot of people are stressed during the pandemic and what's gonna happen or could happen. So yoga instruction. There's been at least a 25% rise in individuals getting their yoga instruction and then teaching it to their friends and family. And yoga or mental fitness, Mindfulness has become really big with the local bar associations providing that as part of continuing legal education, and companies are giving courses on that. So all told, mental and physical fitness has become crucial during this pandemic time, and companies and individuals are buying into that.
Well, you know, I know that's true. And with the potential second wave and the leaves turning on the trees and some of us having to move back into our homes after a very pleasant 5 months of taking walks and being outside, I think you're it's a word to the wise that you've given us, Mark. You're preparing us to be able to work and keep our organizations productive and our cultures positive during this potentially very critical fall and winter period. So, Mark, if anybody's looking for you, how would they find you besides exercising?
Definitely exercising more. First of all, Google Mark Z, M-A-R-C and the letter Z, and we'll come right up. MarkZLegal.com, M-A-R-C-Z. LEGAL.com and 617-338-1300.
And, you know, because of you during this time of change, I actually joined the same tennis club that you're in. I've now asked 50 people if they know Mark Z. They all say, we won't play with him. He's too good.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Just to remind everybody, we're speaking with the fabulous Mark Z. This was another Mark Z moment.